We're visiting with Waverly boys basketball coach Tyler Williams here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, well, you've gotten to play one game here in the 2024 with the Mertazine game back last Friday. Kind of talk about that game.
Well, they're a younger team like us, so it was kind of nice to go against some younger players. And our kids came out, played hard. We were up 22 at half. And then second half, Mertazine came out and they scored quickly on us and forced us to call a timeout, and it was pretty even from there on out. So we ended up pulling away, I think, by 22 points.
That must have been good confidence for your guys to get a win in the win column.
Yeah, that was definitely a big deal for us. I mean, we've been so close. It's not like we're getting blown out every time we go out. We're always in these games. It's nice to actually get over the hump and show them we can win. So hopefully we can build off that.
You know, talk about your youngsters, about a young group that you have. Who do you feel like has taken the step in the right direction as the second semester is in full force?
Well, I got three freshmen. They're all doing a really good job, I'd say. Jaden Wilcox has played some of the point for us, but he's finding his shot. I mean, he had 19 the other night. He's averaging double figures. Dustin Foster is also averaging double figures. Just a good shooter and just understands our defense really well, and that's been big for us. And then Rylan Rasmussen has come around. He's gotten some starts, and he's hitting outside shots for us, and he's figuring out how to play a little bit at the varsity level. So I'm excited where the future goes with those three, and they've done really well as of late to make me have some confidence in them going forward.
You know, what does it mean that these three key freshmen that's playing for you, getting that early confidence, getting thrown into the fire early?
Oh, that's huge. I mean, I explain to them all the time, bigger schools, guys, you'd be on a freshman team. Here you're getting varsity time. And a lot of them are playing almost all 32 minutes, depending on what the situation is. So, I mean, they're in a good situation for them, I explain, even though we're not having a whole lot of success. And, they're very optimistic. You know, they're good at understanding what their situation is. And I think they're coming a long way with it.
What's been the situation, I know, with the weather halting a lot of things this week, including your postponement on Tuesday with Opie, and that'll be made up on January 18th. How have your guys maybe just kind of stayed confident, or maybe try to figure out a way to get into a gym and get some shots up?
Well, we were allowed to have a voluntary practice last evening, and we did, and we had most everybody there. And then we had a practice this morning because we have a junior high game tonight. And, practice, we look good at practice. It was a little sloppy at first yesterday. I told them they've been playing too much Fortnite. But they kind of laughed at that. But they started, after running a little bit and getting their legs under them, they were looking pretty good. So and then we practiced this morning. We looked really good this morning, I felt like. So I'm confident that won't affect us a whole lot. I mean, everybody had to deal with it. I think our kids did great. So I think we're going to be just fine.
Visiting with Waverly boys basketball coach Tyler Williams here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, you go to SEC tomorrow, and then next week you'll have Lebo on Tuesday and Opie on Thursday, and then the league tournament is here. Can you believe it?
No, I can't. It's going quick.
Well, some good opportunities coming up. Of course, Opie has won seven straight games heading into tomorrow night, and then SEC, there's a chance there. And then, of course, you got the in-district rivalry on Tuesday. So, opportunities are there.
Yeah, there are a lot of opportunities. And, every night we go out, we're going to learn something, I always tell them. So hopefully we learn and we have a good time doing it.
And getting ready for the Lyon County League Tournament, I believe we'll talk again, here in a couple weeks during the midst of the Lyon County League Tournament. Every game matters now because it determines a lot of seeding in that tournament coming up in a couple weeks.
It is, and we look forward to the tournament. Always a good time.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow night with SEC, and best of luck next week with Opie and Lebo, and we look forward to carrying your first-round game in the LCL tournament at the beginning of the week of the Lyon County League tournament, and we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That is Waverly boys basketball coach Tyler Williams joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas and Seward Services, LLC, on KVOE, live and local.